Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose to get large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's happening?
How are you today?
I'm good. Some surprising football yesterday. Some good football games. Crazy football games.
A lot of special teams yesterday.
A lot of special teams, and it got kicked off on Saturday night.
Oh, man. What a time. But, Vlad, good morning. How are you today on this beautiful Monday? For now.
You know, buddy, I'm very good.
Until the tropical storm hits whenever, you know, that 3 p.m. tropical storm hits.
It hasn't been hitting every day.
No, I know. We had a window on Saturday, dude. It was like a window on Saturday. I was like, oh, this is nice weather, because it's usually right there in the late afternoon that kind of ruins all plans. And I was like, oh, man, this is great. Went to the beach, had a great time. Then I sat down, watched the little Canes on Saturday night. And, man, it got a little dicey. There was like a four-minute window where it was dicey, but they throttled them physically for most part that game. Not a pristine Carson Beck game, but this team's got other pitches now. They will maul your ass, and that is basically what happened. They ran that team over.
We need to get over what we think a good football game is, okay? You know who's experiencing this right now? Jalen Hurts. Your quarterback doesn't have to throw for 300 every game. And he did look a little shaky early on. But here's what I would say. This was what I like to call a Mario Cristobal game.
Doof.
Because
Doof.
They ran the ball early and didn't look that good, but you could tell it was coming. And then 2-yard gains became 8-yard gains. And then they dominated the line of scrimmage in the second half and into the fourth quarter,
yep,
to where it didn't even look close, right? And sometimes you got to win rock fights. Sometimes you got to win rock fights.
Especially in sloppy weather. I mean, it wasn't the greatest weather in the world.
Vlad, I get upset when, you know, you can only win the game that's played. And a lot of times people get caught up in the points or how the game looked. Some football games are ugly. And you got to win. If you win them, that means that you're a good football team. I don't care how bad it looks.
I always say, I'll take an ugly win than a pretty loss.
Right. Exactly.
I'll take an ugly win over one of those, losses, those, they try to say those good losses.
Moral victories.
Those moral victories. I'll take a good win over a moral victory any day of the week.
Right. And so from that standpoint, you saw what them big boys did up front in the third and fourth quarter after they wore them down. I mean, pushing the running backs. The pile moving 7, 8, 9 yards.
It's five that bulldozers means, up there. It's crazy.
Right, exactly.
But I mean, listen, it was like, look, let's not pretend though it wasn't squeaky cheeks there for a second, because no matter what, it is a rivalry game, and when you are up only 6 and then you come back and your quarterback throws a pick the first play, you're like, oh, you're gonna need something there. But I think the good thing is, like, last year you lose that game, and that's even if you have, maybe like you would say, oh, Cam Ward, that would never happen. Say it did. If you were in a position where you needed the defense to come up with clutch stops because the game was getting a little bit hairy, no shot it happens last year. And this team, huge tackling, short of the sticks. They kept, I mean, that team was 0 for 13 on third down. Like, they kept having to go.
Which, that in itself is just crazy. Sometimes you accidentally get a first down.
Right. So,
all in a good play.
But they, let me tell you something about this Heatherman. He dials it up. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, but
you see that chin? Leroy? That beard? Oh, what a guy. What a coach. Guy's so much better than Lance Guidry.
One of the things that, well, he's got better players, too.
Not all of them, though. If you're talking about, like, this season from Reuben Bain is like.
He was hurt last year.
I know.
They got better players. For whatever reason.
He's a better coach.
Now, I'm not taking anything away from the job that he's doing.
Kind of feels like you are.
Okay. Though. But the difference between this season and last season, or the way these games have been played, is now when you get into that third and fourth quarter and you're controlling the football offensively, you know your defense is going to make a play. When you thought last year, if the game was close, our defense can't stop anybody, right?
They couldn't.
So that is probably the biggest difference, that when the game is close or the game is within a score going into the third and fourth quarter, that defense almost ramps it up a little bit. Reuben Bain is all over the field. They're making big stops.
Him and Mezidor are two sharks.
They're getting turnovers.
I mean, like, I said, him and Mezidor are two sharks. Like, just coming after, and I mean, poor Lagway had no shot there. And that when they smelt blood to go finish that thing, it was roasty toasty, dude. It was over.
But that game, like, you looking at the score and say, oh, they were within a touch. No, they weren't. Now it's your past feelings of how the Canes have responded in recent years in those situations. But, like, you just making an assumption that Florida could go down and score? Like, at no point that I think, yeah, they got a touchdown, right? Great. They got a touchdown. But watching that offense and watching the way the defense was playing against them, I never thought that they would score more than 10 points.
Yeah, like, well, they didn't.
That offense looked bad, or the defense looked really good, but they dominated them up front. So that game kind of went. Keep in mind, Florida does not get really blown out. As bad as they have been in some of these clutch moments, the games have always been relatively close.
Yeah, even the game with five interceptions.
Right. So to think that the Canes were going to blow them out, they have enough talent to keep it close. They don't have enough talent to finish the job.
No, I understand, but like there was still a 4-minute window. Like, I don't care what you say, and I'm agreeing with everything you're saying, but also every Canes fan is squeaky cheeks as soon as Beck, because it's coming off of their first touchdown drive. Football can flip on momentum. Like, it can.
Familiar.
Yeah, so, like, that there was a window, but, like, there was a point once you got to the situation of, you know, you just needed a field goal to basically ice it away, and they're just like, nah, dude, we're going full steamroll ahead. And that was impressive. And this, I mean, Marty Brown, that catch, that was very impressive too, because even Beck had the squeaky cheeks on that throw, and his running back bailed him out.
You know who else had squeaky cheeks? Whoever took the 7.5.
Oh, dude. You're not kidding. But this was Ruben Bain on Instagram afterwards. He just puts a picture of Heatherman, who I don't think I've ever seen him smile. I've never seen joy of this man.
Could be.
What's crazy is that most DCs and offensive coordinators and offensive line coaches, they're big. He's a little guy.
He just is like.
Yeah, I wouldn't step to him, though.
That's what I'm saying. He's got
an angry beard.
No, he looks like a Peaky Blinder.
He got that look of crazy.
He's got an angry beard.
He looks like he looks like he's Sam Bennett's cousin. Like he's just got this look about him. But I just find the dichotomy of the coordinator so different, because I look at Dawson and he always just looks relaxed. He's got, like, you know, he's just dialing up fun plays and he's like, oh yeah, you know, like, let's just maul here. But not Heatherman. Heatherman is just sitting there stone faced the entire time. You know?
Well, I promise you this. This is how it goes. The offensive coordinators are usually the most laid back, because they don't want anybody to get too worked up, because you got to make adjustments and stuff like that. The defensive coordinator is intense, because defense plays with enthusiasm, with energy, and that usually shows through the defensive coordinator. The other position is offensive line coach. I only met one offensive line coach that was calm my entire life. And that is, he's now the head coach at Iowa.
Ferentz? Ferentz?
Ferentz, yeah, Kirk. Very calm, mellow, talk to you or whatever. Every other offensive line coach was a little bit crazy, right? So there's just certain... Like, you very rarely see an intense defensive back coach, right? Like, it's just certain positions. Linebacker coach, intense. So it's that energy that they have to play with that's reflected, you know, through their coach.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price is falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen priced like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. The Canes climbed number 2 in the AP poll after their 26-7 win over the Gators. They got this week off, and that'll, of course, set up for a big-time game against Florida State on the road. Canes venturing out for the first time this season. College game day was a scene. It was an awesome Matthew Tkachuk, he was out there. He was having a great time. He's got him and Saban cursing on air. You know, you got McAfee doing the high dive. The entire campus just looked completely like a party. And everybody was saying that. Did you end up going?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
I thought you said you were
thinking about going. To the game or game day?
No, I know you didn't go to game day. I thought you were thinking about going to the game.
I was thinking about going to the game, and then it started raining.
I got in somehow.
And I was like.
How was the vibes, Vlad?
Vibes was good. Gator fans, I give them credit. They showed up, but they knew they weren't going to win, though. But they just wanted to show up for the game.
Walked out with their sad jorts.
A lot of sad jorts, to be quite honest. That was a very accurate description.
We know what the uniform is.
The weather was kind of shaky.
Yep.
Because right, like an hour right before the game, it started to come down to that kind of dampened.
And then did you start thinking, oh no, not another delay?
Yes, because what happened was there was a delay in the Clemson Syracuse game. Clemson stinks, right? By the way, good God Almighty,
they are, it's great. They are bad.
Nothing makes me happier than this guy, this Dabo Swinney. I love the fact that he stinks so bad.
Did you
right
see
now?
Our text chain was hilarious because Robbie, you know, Robbie. Just he goes, God wants more NIL money. and so then I replied, God's in the portal.
We got this program on NIL. We really did. It's probably different than what you're thinking, though. We built this program in God's name, image, and likeness.
You might want a few more Hail Marys, dude.
Yeah.
Not
enough Our Fathers. But yeah, it was a great atmosphere, and you could tell like a lot of these, a majority of these Canes fans are having a great feeling about this season.
It feels. You know, Nick Saban saying before the game, he's like, "This is the most complete team I've seen all year," and that's what it feels like. It feels like they just got. There's not really even the kicker who they're like, we were like, huh? This guy's booting 50 yarders like it ain't no thing. I was like, why did they show us those FAU stats? Very much like, but this in my head.
Got off to a bad start.
This kid's got a boot.
When they flashed the stats out. Well, you got to figure he went from there to Miami that he got to have some kind of talent.
You would think so. Yeah, you would think so. But he's that.
I was, you know, I heard that and I'm familiar with Nick Saban's work, right? And there's a handful of coaches that believe I'm going to dominate on the offense and defensive line and fill everything else in. And when he watches the Canes play and he looks at the offense and defensive line, that's probably where he comes when he says complete, complete game. Because you can talk about a weakness in the secondary, but you ain't going to have time to expose that weakness, right?
And they revamped it completely. I think Frederick's the only guy who's back either.
Right. And do you want to tackle any of these running backs?
No. No, there are a bunch of Clydesdales back there.
Right. So like the basic, when you think of the basic fundamentals of football, the Canes are very strong. Right. Now, all the other stuff with the weapons and stuff, if you want to win a championship, those things are a bonus. But where you're going to win a majority of your games, they are very good in those areas. Teams can't run. You don't have time to throw the ball. You run the ball well on the offensive line. You know, you have talent outside. Beck didn't have his best game. But you're going to have games where maybe your quarterback is not as accurate as he's been.
Right.
Pick him up. You'll always have something to fall back on. And so it's one of those weeks where, hey, we're not going to throw for 300, but we might have to run for 200.
Right. And they got that option. We don't even have Lyle back yet. Like he's, you know, I guess he's on the mend. He's almost there, but they haven't even unleashed another one of their running backs because he got banged up the first game.
By the way, this is weird. The Canes went up two spots by beating a 1-2 Florida team.
I think everybody's looking at it, man.
That college atmosphere, that whole Saturday was if that was a big recruiting tool Saturday, because I'm
it had to be because
it must have impressed the voters, because you beat a 1-2 Florida, you went up to number 2, while teams that blew out teams like Florida State went down one and they won by 55. Kent State. I've seen teams that won 66-10 and moved up two rankings.
True.
So that was an impressive Saturday for the Canes.
But the most impressive thing is when you look at the Canes can move up again. They can move up to number 1.
Right. If Ohio State loses,
because Ohio State plays Oregon.
Penn State plays Oregon.
Penn State plays Oregon. Okay.
So Penn State can move up. That's what I'm saying. Like it's weird how they vote.
If you look at it, Miami has played what, 2 top 15 teams, 2 ranked teams. They were ranked, right?
And they're probably going to take on another one in a couple weeks. I mean, Gators are at Virginia on a Friday. That's always a weird ACC Friday game.
The Noles.
I'm sorry. The Noles are going to, they're taking on Virginia on a Friday. Like, it's always weird, you know. But they should win. You know, they should win, and that should set up for a monster coming up in a week. This was great. This was my favorite. Reuben Bain, afterwards on Instagram, posts the Canes celebration in the locker room. And I've seen this at the tailgate, but I don't think I've ever seen in the locker room somebody have barbecue gator in the locker room.
That looks disgusting.
He was eating it while I saw his tweet out. He was eating it while DBJ was interviewing him afterwards. What is that? Oranges in the mouth? What do they got there?
I can't even see.
It's like where three oranges.
Oranges, yeah.
My God.
That's a little gator.
Well, you know.
Why, Leroy, why are you always worrying about the size of the meat?
Because I couldn't figure out where the mouth was. And so I was like, look, it looked like a snake.
You want to know why big gators?
When I saw the mouth, I'm like, oh.
You want to know why big gators are big gators, Leroy? Because they're elusive from hunters. They're too big.
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
So.
But he's, but he also.
All around, it was a hell of a weekend.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Told you that, Troy Landry.
Because Ruben Bain puts the gator up. He goes, part two, just because I swear I hate y'all. And then in the corner just goes, F them.
Is the gator giving a middle finger to the? Looks like the gator.
What a win by the Canes. Congrats to them. We'll take a break. We'll get into some of the NFL action this week as well. It was nice to have a weekend off from the Dolphins, to be honest with you. Got to just kick back and watch some football, some wild games, and lots to get into here on a Monday. We'll get into all of it. Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We had Canes winning 26-7 this weekend. They climbed to number 2 in the AP poll. By the way, the Marlins have won 6 straight.
They're not out of it.
They're not out of it. They're not. Now, I think they're 4 back with 6 to go.
But here's the thing.
But.
If they somehow could beat the Phillies, they play the Mets at home this weekend.
Yep.
And the Mets are ahead of them in the wild card standing.
They're in the last spot.
So there's an opportunity to beat a team ahead of you, and that's one game.
It's crazy.
Half a game is crazy.
This is absolutely crazy. So if you if you're looking for something to watch this weekend with the Dolphins already in the books and the Canes off, tune into the Fish. We'll see if they can do a little something here in this final week of baseball.
Every time we give them a little look.
I know. It does feel like that. Every time we kind of gander, they're just like, let us just do our thing alone. But they swept the Rangers this week. They basically put the dagger in the Rangers this weekend. They swept Colorado. I mean, Colorado's awful. But the Rangers are not. The Rangers are a decent team, and they got the NL East champs in tonight. And then the Mets are kind of holding on for grim death in the – In the wild card spot.
If they don't make the playoffs, that would be the biggest choke job.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
They've been leading the division like for half the year almost.
Right, and then the Phillies just boat raced them. They were holding at least to one of the three wild card spots, and now.
Oh, dude! If we're able to do this the year they give Juan Soto $700 million. Peter Betty.
Should have stayed in the Bronx, buddy.
Oh, man. All right. I see your team, Betty, there. Oh, man. So, yeah, Yuri Perez had 4 shutout innings. He struck out 9 in 4 innings. And then Otto Lopez went 3 out of 4 with an RBI. Agustín Ramírez had an RBI double yesterday. So, 3 on the road against the Phillies, and then they wrap up at home with 3 against the Mets. So, should be a good one. I saw, by the way, all the Panthers, not just Matthew Tkachuk, but all the Panthers, a lot of the Panthers, went to the Canes game this week. All the Finns except for Barkey. I guess he's not a college
so
football
no
fan.
Wonder,
more of a Hoops fan.
So, no wonder they lost that doubleheader to Nashville.
Well, they're not playing anybody. they basically, Bill Zito came out, and he goes, we're going to take it easy on our boys here in preseason. So we got a lot of the young guys are playing this game. Like Bob, it was Bob's birthday. Was it yesterday or the day before?
Bob didn't even go. He didn't even.
Nah, they send Terrace off there. They're like, other goalie, you go. But happy birthday, by the way. Bob turns 37 this weekend. He did some charity work. He went to a children's hospital. Good dude. What a gem.
On his birthday, he's doing charitable work.
What a gem. He goes, you know what makes me feel good? Charity. Great dude. Love Sergei Bobrovsky. We also got some news
this
on.
The first year in a long time we didn't get to talk to
him. I know. Well, I'm going to work on it. I'm working on it.
Oh,
I will get this focused. Tyler Hero, by the way, we did get an update on him. The successful surgery.
Nice.
Hey, you know what?
What?
Enough with that.
What?
What?
Besides Alex Smith, who had a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Yep.
Right? He had to have like a bunch of surgery with his leg. Everybody says that the damn surgery. Have you ever heard somebody, an athlete, they go, yeah.
They did a day of.
Theismann, maybe?
They had day of surgery.
No, but Theismann, Alex.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are certain surgeries when it's like that nasty and grim.
Right.
Even
if a player has a setback in their surgery, you never hear it right after the surgery, right? You always hear it like a month later. We got to go back in and do another little procedure.
Oh, that would be terrible. Well, the Heat, they put out a statement. Says, your Miami Heat announced that Tyler Hero underwent successful surgery today to alleviate posterior impingement syndrome in his left ankle. The 90-minute procedure was performed by Dr. Thomas Sangiovanni and assisted by team physicians Harlan Selznick and Franz Lerabors.
Oh, man. He got the all-star team of the
squad on that foot. He goes, boys, this is a $50 million foot. Get it right. Hero is expected to miss around 8 weeks. So not as maybe ominous as it was. It's still like 12 to 14 games if he is on that table. But I will say.
Wait, 12 weeks would be 3 months, right?
Yeah, it would be 3 months. So this is about a month. This is all of training camp, about the first month of the season.
So you're coming back, by Thanksgiving?
He'll be back.
That's
like
not being in shape and playing basketball.
Right, so. That is true. But if it were to stick to that, and I know that this is probably going to go longer because, like, yeah, he's got to get into shape and all that.
Christmas.
Christmas. That's strong, dude.
You think in January?
They said he should be back in 8 weeks. That would put us in mid-November.
But if you're going 12 weeks.
It's not 12 weeks. Eight.
So it's eight.
Yeah, it's 8 weeks.
So, all right. So keep in mind, when they say 8 weeks.
Around 8 weeks is what the statement says.
They're including some of the time.
Rehabbing?
We're talking about after the fact.
Like getting back.
They're including some of that recovery time and stuff like that. What you need to figure out is how long will he either be on a boot or the stroller
right
before he can start like doing walking or stuff like that.
Yeah, he put
I think that's part of the 8 weeks, though.
Yes, I think so, too. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
He could probably be back. I'd say worst case scenario, Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's about what they would put. Which, look, the Heat have a tough start to the schedule because they have the West Coast trip, a lot of Cavs and Knicks. So
we're done with you like by November.
Yep. Yeah. The start of the Heat schedule is real strong. We're gonna know a lot about this.
What are teams gonna do when they can't pick on Tyler Hero?
I don't know. But I also don't know who's gonna shoot the ball besides Norman Powell. So there's that I'm worried about
you
as
got
well.
Nico.
You got Nico.
You got,
Got Powell.
They'll pick on Nico.
I don't think you can pick on Nico. Nico was doing some work defensively in Euros. Because let me tell you who wasn't doing work.
That's Euros.
Joker.
That's Stop. Euros.
That was Euros.
I mean, like, Franz Wagner is a division rival.
You name one player.
Schroeder.
All right, Schroeder's a god. I mean, he's an international basketball god.
That guy is Euro League Hall of
Fame. No, he's a guy. He's like, yeah, he's like this. He's like the Bob Cousy of German basketball over there.
But then he comes over here and he averages 8 a game.
He is what he is.
This right. Hero put out a photo. So there's his foot all.
It's a long leg. Damn.
Yeah, got that long lens. So and then he put out. I don't know what this statement was that he put out.
Cast.
Yeah.
He probably in a cast for 6 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, anytime you have to immobilize it like that, you're talking about 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, maybe longer, maybe it's 8 weeks. I don't know.
And so then how much do you think afterwards that would be like getting it?
Well, because if it's in a cast, keep in mind, if it's in a cast for 4 to 6 weeks, that's usually the going thing, unless this is longer.
Right.
Right? Now your first week or two coming back, all you doing is working on mobility, flexibility, because it hasn't moved, and you're working on the atrophy in the rest of your leg.
Got that leg atrophy.
And your calf and stuff like that. So,
well, this was
before you do any of the basketball stuff, you got to get your strength.
He also put out this statement on Twitter or on Instagram, excuse me, that I was like, it felt strong. Now he may be coming off of a surgery high. I don't know. But he put out this thing on Instagram, giving the finger to the camera and then being like, I'm going to tear the league back down when I return. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like an 8 week message. I feel like
that's him giving the finger.
Yeah, well, I said, he might be high as a kite, Yogi. Yeah,
that morphine still setting in, man.
Hey, Tobin.
Yep.
Tobin.
Yep.
Like, him saying that has nothing to do with his recovery time. Right? Like, the recovery time is the recovery time.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever he gets back, then we'll apply those words.
Maybe.
I
feel like that's something you
see a guy, think about this. When Jalen Phillips had his ACL or whatever he had, right? He was walking in a week.
Yep.
Right? Not doing nothing, but walking, right? So that atrophy is not going to be. If he's in this cast for 4 to 6 weeks, usually when you have foot surgery, or even when I had my thumb, when they put I had that in for 6 weeks.
Mm.
Right? So there's certain injuries, depending on what they did, they might have had to put a screw in there, right? They might have, but if you immobilize it by putting a cast, that adds a different level of rehab, because now you got to get your leg back to the strength
sure.
where you can then go out and perform.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, let's be honest about the Heat. They're kind of vague on these injuries. When they say around 8 weeks, gives you leeway, you know?
It could be a year.
Justice Winslow.
The thing that I said, when I saw him in the cast, usually when they cast it like that, that's 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So just imagine that leg and that calf, right?
Yeah, I'm moving this to December now.
4 to 6 weeks not using it, and then how long is it going to take to get it?
It's December now, Leroy. We're moving to December now.
We are.
As a man who's been injured as much as Leroy Horde, yeah, I trust you on these things.
Yeah, just that's how I look. When I saw him in a cast.
The type of cast, too?
When I saw him in that cast, that means that maybe they put a little screw in there.
A pin.
Or something along a pin. So that means that thing got a set. That's a 6 week thing. Then you got to come back. Your leg is going to have little leg. And big leg.
No, don't say that. Not little leg.
Yeah, little leg.
Don't say that, dude.
Before you do that, before you even start playing basketball, the main thing you're going to work on is mobility. So you're going to have to work on that flexibility, that mobility.
Conditioning and everything.
Strength. You're going to be doing a lot of strengthening exercise. Then you're going to have to build up that calf. Then you may start jogging or running. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And RBA Richie says.
I changed my mind. I'm saying Christmas Day game.
What?
I was right. I told you Christmas.
You were right.
You got back to Vlad's negotiation.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to, I'm talking it out loud.
I got you.
I'm speaking out loud. So just imagine if you didn't do nothing on your leg for 6 weeks.
Yeah, no, I didn't know it was going to be that long. When you said the cast, I didn't realize it was going to take that long.
Let me be clear. I don't know how long they're going to have the cast on him.
Right.
But if you put some type of pin or screw in there, that's usually a six-week thing.
You need to say, because it needs to set.
Because it needs to set, right, correct. So if
well, I think, you know, and I think Nico, he said that he got mad at him because they tried, like, Nico was in a boot when he went to Serbia last year. He had something like this, like the foot ankle, and they were like, hey, man, you got to be, you know, immobilized. I don't think he listened. I think he went with Serbian doctor. So
but a
Serbian doctor told him to go right back out right after surgery.
The reason why a boot is different is because when you're getting physical therapy every day,
mm-hmm.
they take the boot off and work your leg.
You can do that tennis ball stuff.
The cast can't do nothing.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. How would you guys like to have a Pro Bowl Miami football player come and visit an elementary school of your choice? Could happen. It's WQAM's MVP experience with the Dolphins' Zach Sealer it on up. He's on board to speak at a school. Just go to WQM.com and enter an elementary school in Broward or Dade now for your chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to students and more. For contest rules, go to WQAM.com as the Finns will be back at it. A matchup against the New York Jets, who I thought were going to win yesterday, dude. I thought they were about to have the craziest win, Vlad.
That was a crazy week three. And that witching hour, like they like to say in the red zone.
Yep.
That was some crazy special teams going on. I thought we made a comeback. I thought it was great. That was an unbelievable play by Will McDonald IV.
Yep.
But damn it, Baker Mayfield's a damn good quarterback.
He really is. And then he had revenge on his mind. So who's this guy? That is
so
Steve Wilks?
Steve Wilks was the head coach of Carolina for like 1 year. You know, it was one of those, you know, the same way they did at Indy. What was it? Cauley or Houston, one of those guys, where they just hire you for a year before they get the real head coach.
Right.
And that was the year they had both Baker and Sam Darnold.
Weird year.
That was a weird year. They were trying to get the quarterback, and they had both of them competing for the job, and I think they gave Sam the job.
Did they have Andy Dalton in that room too?
They might have.
I think they did.
It was it was just one of those weird years, but Steve Wilks was the coach, and I think he's the one that let Baker go. He cut him, and then Baker got signed by the Rams, and then won that game in 2 days, that Thursday night game, after being let go by Carolina. So, yeah, that's why he had he said it was personal for him, and then Hassan Reddick, who was trying to get more money from the Jets last season, and the Jets weren't budging, so he said he had revenge on his mind. But
yeah, this is Baker after the game.
I loved it. And it's also their D coordinator was the one that cut me in Carolina. So it was a lot of stuff was personal today. Hassan Reddick, former Jet, a lot of people.
That was like the fastest revenge quote of all time. Like, hate him, hate him, hate him. Revenge is on. And Baker's got a lot of people he's coming after for.
Oh, listen. You know, he went after Colin Coward a couple, you know, years ago when Coward was at him. He went after the Cleveland media because they kind of like.
And they were rude.
They were not. They were rude, and they made him look like he was the scapegoat. And he's shown the success in Tampa. I mean, they're a team that's dangerous in the NFC.
Aaron Glenn, this was him after the game. This was him on the Jets falling to 0-3.
We're not the same team as what everyone says, same old Jets. These guys are going to fight no matter what the situation is. There's no give up in them. I hate that term. And I really don't know what that term means, but I know this. They're not the same old Jets. All right, so these guys are fighters. I love these guys. And listen, we know we have work to do. And I said this before. This is not an instant coffee team. All right, this is a team that's going to continue to keep stacking until we get to where we need to get to where we can consistently win these games.
There you go. Aaron Glenn yesterday after the Jets nearly pulled it off, but Baker let him it was exactly what they wanted was to go down that drive, go up 29, and they had to then come back and win the game because that was crazy. The Eagles won on a blocked field goal yesterday.
Okay, I have a question now.
No, they covered on the blocked field goal.
That's the question. How many people were so upset? Because even if it's a block, you still get the cover. It was 3.5.
Most people would just fall down. If it was a pick, they would have just fell on the ground.
All you had to do was just touch him while he's on the ground.
Yeah.
The game is over, but they let him score. And I guarantee you, wherever you were, whatever sports book you were at, if you had a Rams plus 3.5, you cried. You cried because your winning ticket.
It's a tough night.
Was just done by Jordan Davis.
Vegas did really well this week because nobody had Cleveland.
Oh yeah.
At
Cleveland,
nobody had Carolina.
Nobody had Carolina. Oh. They what about Minnesota? Just keep scoring.
Jesus,
they
crazy.
Again.
That dude is the bum whisperer, huh?
Kevin O'Connell's the greatest. He's the greatest young head coach in the game right now.
He's like
he's a quarterback whisperer.
Yeah, but the bad quarterback whisperer.
I mean, what was the Pastrnak? He got him to win him some games.
Did
last
he
year?
Also fix Daniel? Like, we're giving it to Shane Steichen. Did he also fix Daniel Jones?
Yeah, he did last
year. Did he fix Daniel? Is he just like, listen, you're not going to play? I would say
not fix him, but I would say some of the situations these guys were in were just bad situations. Mm-hmm. Like when I look at the Jets and I look at the Giants, like. Put any quarterback in those situations. Are they winning? You see what I mean? And so it's more of an indictment on the organization than it is the player. And we always are quick to call a player a bust. I've never heard they are ruining that quarterback.
They're putting up points like crazy.
I'll tell you where it's happening.
Hmm?
Right before our eyes, we don't realize it, in Cincinnati. In Cincinnati.
Oh, you're talking about they're doing Joe Burrow. Oh, okay, I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we know he's talented.
It's almost like Indy, what Indy did to Andrew Luck.
Yeah, but that ain't. But we all acknowledge we know those guys were good. What we're talking about here is those guys were in such bad positions. Guys who maybe thought that they had talent. Yeah, like we all know Joe Burrow and Andrew Luck were good. They just got the snot kicked out of them.
Right. But that's still an organization ruining a quarterback.
Yeah, I get you.
Guy, you know, but I'm just like, okay, look, I don't want to say this, but it's facts, right? The Cleveland Browns cut bait on Baker Mayfield, and he found a home, and now, like, yeah, now all the Browns fans are looking to say, man, we need a quarterback like that. Right?
No, that's kind of deserved when you give that deal you did to Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, of course. My only thing is, I don't understand. Bad teams make bad decisions, bad organizations. Happens all the time. Right? But if you need a quarterback, why on earth? I don't care if he's the best quarterback to ever play the game. Why, if you need a quarterback because you let your last starting quarterback go, would you sign a quarterback that's going to miss 10 weeks? Hey, that drives me. That, like, I have the same argument about the Dolphins here with the hurt players. Same scenario. If you're trying to rebuild and you are trying to improve your team, why would you even risk bringing a player in and then you are not able to get better?
Talking about the Browns?
Yeah, the Browns did it with Deshaun. The Dolphins do it here, signing all these injured players. And guess what? The injured players aren't playing.
Yeah, but the Browns did it because, I mean, like, they were all pitchforks out for Baker because they made him play hurt, or he played hurt.
Right.
And he stunk. But, like, you know why? Because they all thought they were getting an MVP-caliber quarterback. Yeah. That's why.
Okay. But 10 weeks. But again, I preface it by saying I don't care if the guy was a Hall of Famer. This team needed a quarterback, right? Why would you then sign a quarterback that, because keep in mind, you got a top five defense, right? Why would you sign a guy that's going to be on the bench for 10 weeks? You're not that good.
Take a break. Some regular old second hours next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.